The government of Venezuela has fired approximately 10,000 employees of the National Oil Company because of their participation in a two-month strike against President Hugo Chavez. The strikers had hoped to force the populist president to resign or call early elections. Instead, they're the ones out of a job. Chavez says he won't rehire the oil workers. In fact, he thinks they should be prosecuted. Chavez's opponents see the firings as part of a growing wave of political retribution by the government. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
Outside the Venezuelan National Assembly, supporters of President Chavez are venting their fury at the leaders of a recently ended political strike. One of the more soft-spoken is a man named Yoel, who says the strike was economic sabotage.
La población está pidiendo justicia. Si no hay justicia, no hay paz en Venezuela.
The people are asking for justice. If there's no justice, there won't be any peace in Venezuela, he says. Echoing President Chavez, Yoel says the strike leaders should go to jail. Inside the National Assembly, the pro-Chavez majority has proposed a new law to regulate the programming of private TV and radio. Private media outlets were blatantly anti-Chavez during the strike, and opposition politicians such as Jesus Garrido say this broadcasting legislation is payback.
Se corresponde con un proceso global.
This is part of the government's global offensive of repression against the elements of dissent and opposition in Venezuela, Garrido says. Media companies are also worried about recent government investigations directed against them and a threatened move to close down at least one anti-Chavez radio station. But not everyone in the opposition expects such a severe government crackdown.
We say when a dog barks, he doesn't bite.
Rafael Alfonso is a businessman and a leader of the opposition's efforts to negotiate some kind of political settlement with the government. He says Chavez is good at making threats, but Alfonso hopes the realities of Venezuela's crippled economy will force the president to make a deal.
The crisis is going to force him to negotiate. I mean, there's no way he can solve these problems. There's no way he will solve the crisis. Even if he makes money, even if he prints money, which is what he's going to do in the short term.
But how much worse does Venezuela's economy have to get before Chavez and the opposition resolve their differences? The streets of Caracas are crowded with a rising tide of people who've lost their jobs and who now try to make a living hawking everything from fake Levi's to contact lenses. These vendors are selling copies of a brand new law, the currency exchange decree. It's one of the hottest items for sale on the street as Venezuelans rush to read the new government rules restricting who's allowed to buy U.S. dollars and for how much. The decree comes as a shock to Venezuelans who've become used to easy access to dollars. The new rule is meant to ration the government's dwindling supply of hard currency, but it means businesses will have trouble getting the dollars they need to pay for imports. Robert Batome, editor of the business newspaper Ven Economy, says the currency decree, as well as brand new price controls, are all part of Chavez's Cuba-inspired economic philosophy.
We are living through an emergency, to be fair. And if this were a transition, while we were getting other things done, you'd say, okay, it's probably something we can put up with. But it isn't. This is controls are an end in itself for Chavez.
Batome predicts that the new rules will lead to shortages of consumer goods by March. And yet he doesn't share Rafael Alfonso's optimism that the deepening economic crisis will soon force Chavez to negotiate.
I don't think anyone thought that Chavez would allow the economy to be destroyed and allow the oil industry to be destroyed just to hang on to power. But he did.
Of course, Chavez supporters say it's the opposition that's destroying the economy. After all, the strike is estimated to have shrunk the economy by as much as 10% in 2 months. Putting blame aside, the fact is that this political struggle has made oil-rich Venezuela a much poorer country. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.